We have one more storyteller tonight. She is a playwright performer, the most produced playwright under 35. Over 100 scripts have been put up on stage for this woman. And she is also an opera libretto. Holy shit, now I feel like a clown up here. This is Megan Cohen. I always feel like a clown. It's okay. I'm a clown.
I'm a clown too.
We're all clowns. Clowns are cool.
Right? Being a clown is one of the noblest callings in a world that takes itself very seriously.
So true.
So, when Eric told me the theme for the show was going to be Gateways, I was like, chill. Great. Awesome. I know what that is. Like, St. Louis is the gateway to the West, right? Or getting a good night's sleep is the gateway to productivity. Or Hamilton is a gateway drug to liking musical theater.
True.
So that's a working knowledge, right? But because I'm a huge nerd, well, I'm a pretty small nerd, actually. I'm 4'11". I wear kid-sized shoes. But as far as my nerdiness goes, it's not really in keeping with my size. I'm like one of those small dogs that thinks it's a big dog. I'm like a chihuahua that thinks it's a big drooly Dalmatian. Or like not even a Dalmatian, like a walrus. So since I'm the nerdiness equivalent of a walrus, I looked up the word with, you know, hashtag internet's hashtag, hashtag.com. And there are a couple definitions of a gateway. One is a means of access or entry to a place, like St. Louis is the gateway to the West. Another is a means of achieving a state or condition, like listening to Hamilton every day before work is a gateway to complete and absolute happiness. Another is an opening that can be closed by a gate. This is my favorite for like a couple reasons. I grew up in a tiny town on Long Island in New York. One grocery store, bored teenagers in the 7-Eleven parking lot because they have nowhere else to go. American flags, grandma's house, the works. And in the yard to the garden, we had this wrought iron archway covered in sometimes dead vines, and it had a little gate to the garden, and I loved that. I was a little girl with long hair who read books, which means I know magic when I see it. And so a rusty backyard garden gate, that's really a thing. And when nobody was around, I would definitely go and open it and walk through the gate and close it behind me and be like, yeah, I walked through the gate. Okay, that's a lie. I didn't grow up there. I did. It's a half lie, 60%. I grew up there, but I also grew up here in San Francisco. Sophistication, culture, drag queen babysitter, teenagers beating each other up on the 38 Gary bus, the works. I grew up bi-coastal, so my whole family went back and forth a couple times a year, like migratory birds, doing this weird dance of sublets and rentals and packing and unpacking. It was mad, and it was amazing. There was a lot of boxing up all your Barbie dolls and your feelings and putting them in the closet and locking the closet and then leaving your room and knowing some stranger was going to be in your home, sleeping in your bed like it was their bed because they rented it and paid for it, and they were going to be in your house while you were gone, while you were in your other life. And we'd go to the other life for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and then we'd get back, and the tree in the yard fell down, or your babysitter moved away, and there's a different restaurant down the block, and your friend is a foot taller and has a nose ring because you've been in your other life. But this one, it just kept going without you. This world just kept moving the whole time. And it was like that for most of my life. You go, you lock the door behind you, and then you come back. But when you come back, things are different. You know, you went through the gate, and the world went through the gate, too. So yes, I grew up in that tiny town 3,000 miles from here, but this is also where I grew up. Not right in this neighborhood, but I could totally walk to my childhood apartment from here. You could come with me if you wanted to make a night of it, or I could go alone, take a night walk through the city. I could get my headphones, and the building where I grew up here is maybe three and a half full playthroughs of the Hamilton soundtrack away. So we could go there, but we can't go in. because we closed up that home, my childhood home here, a few months after I graduated from school. We got evicted because it's San Francisco, and that's just what happens. And my whole family was packing everything we'd ever had, but not for 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, you know, forever. And I didn't know where I was going in the big picture at all, just out of college, no idea, which is just, oh, absolutely the best time to spend weeks sifting through the tangible evidence of all the things you've ever experienced before that aren't with you anymore, so you can really, like, walk through that life transition covered in dust and dead spiders. 10 out of 10. Would recommend, would do that again, 5 stars on Yelp. So we closed that door, and I'll never be in that home again. And we closed up my other childhood home, the one with the yard, the one 3,000 miles from right here. We closed that up 2 years ago this month. It was a big deal. 2-day tag sale in the beating sun. Everything must go. It was a real touch everything you've ever owned and throw half of it away kind of move. And we'd left that house so many times. I had left that house so many times, but this was, I had learned by now that this was possible. This leaving was forever. Sometimes a door closes, a gate closes, and you're never going back through. And yes, 3,000 miles away from here, in the middle of the night, me now with my short hair, with no belief in magic anymore and total belief in science, I still know something when I see it. So I pulled my jeans on and tiptoed out of the house under the moon, and I went into the yard and I looked at the moon and I tried to breathe, and I went out and I went to the garden and I opened the gate and I walked through it and I closed the gate. And then the next day we closed that door and I will never be in that home again. And between the ages of 23 and 33, which is the time I've spent in San Francisco as an adult now, in those 10 years, I've spent significant time living in 13 different rented rooms in the San Francisco Bay Area. Most of those apartments have been flipped by the aggressive gentrification of the dot-com disruption of our city in the last decade. So it's just like, oh, get used to closing the door behind you. And every time when you're broke in an expensive city and you lose your room, you don't know if you'll be able to stay. I was in New York for a while this year. I was there doing a script of mine with some amazing people, and I was living in this apartment building in Brooklyn with a little yard out front and at this black wrought iron gate that sometimes the other tenants left open and sometimes left closed, and I loved it. Click, click, open, close, I'm home. But only for 3 months. Then the show ended. And I found this room in San Francisco, and I'm here now. I closed that gate. I won't be in that house again, but maybe I'll be in New York again. Maybe New York has a gate that if I push, if I pull, it's going to open for me. Like, soon. Like, I'm pushing on something there, and I'll find out about that in a few weeks. And it would be a big life thing. But right now, I'm here. And New York is worrying along without me, along with all the other lives I'm not in, in all the cities and towns and relationships that I don't live in anymore. But right now I'm here. And I moved into my current room just in March. I live about 15 minutes walk from this bar, from the Knockout where we're recording right now. We could go there. It's not far. We could share the earbuds on my headphones on the walk, and it's just far enough that on the way, we could listen to my favorite song from Hamilton like 4 times. The song is Wait For It, obviously. I mean, look at that. I have a human soul. So this first week in this new nearby room, I had a friend over to try to make it feel like home, because what makes a place feel like home is to bring a friend into it. So I invited my friend over to sit among all the boxes, and I got my little kettle, and I was going to make us a tea, and I got up and closed the door so we could talk in privacy without bothering my new roommates, and my friend got this look, just tight smile, dead eyes, and I'm like, oh no, oh, this is bad news, this is a bad conversation, it's a heart attack, what's going on? And I said, the only thing I could think to say, I said, hey, buddy, just like that. And he said, how many times have you slept here? And I said, about like 7. And he said, Megan, I've slept in this room like 25 times. He'd had a beautiful but broken love affair with someone who'd lived there like 15 years ago in my room. And he didn't think he'd ever walk through the door of that room again, but there we were. And here we are. So a gateway is an opening that can be closed by a gate. And that's my favorite definition for like a couple reasons, but especially because it's an opening that can be closed. That means it isn't closed. That means when you find it, a gateway is always open. It's always open when you find it. It's open. It's open. It's all so open. Thanks.
Megan Cohen, everybody. Yes. Oh, man. That unfortunately brings us to the end of our story.